WTAW News time is 8:04. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Voter turnout in Brazos County was heavier than expected.
Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says nearly 32,000 participated out of 92,000 registered for a turnout of almost 35%.
It just seemed like it was steady all day long.
All but one local incumbent seeking re-election won. Michael Schaefer defeated Kimberly McAdams for a seat on the College Station School Board. Bryan School Board member David Stasny won his ninth three-year term.
It was really not an easy choice for me. It's, but I will assure everybody out there who's listening that I'm not going to just coast. I'm going to keep working hard.
Bryan ISD voters approved a $132 million bond issue with almost 65% of the vote. The margin even wider in approving three changes to the Bryan City Charter. Rejoining the Bryan City Council's Mike Sutherland, and there are two new Justices of the Peace, Rick Hill in Precinct 3 and Luis Garcia Jr. in Precinct 4 by a margin of 69 votes. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And Texas will have its first black Republican congressman since Reconstruction. Challenger Will Hurd defeated Democratic incumbent Pete Gallego in the massive 23rd District, which stretches 500 miles from San Antonio to El Paso. Hurd, a 37-year-old former CIA officer, prevailed in one of the most hotly contested and expensive congressional races in the country. Lynn College has announced two changes in its administrative staff. One is the retirement of Dr. Cynthia Griffith. She spent a year and a half as Lynn vice president, most recently in charge of instruction for technical and workforce education. And the college has added a chief of staff for the Brazos County campuses. Dr. Jimmy Bird comes to Bryan from a professor's position at the University of North Texas. He'll be assisting campus president Sylvia McMullen on operational and administrative activities and will serve as a point of contact in Dr. McMullen's absence. Both changes became effective on Monday. Texas A&M police are looking for two Bryan men accused of taking a trailer containing construction equipment and supplies off a work site. Photos of Felix Monsabayas Jr. and Rolando Garza are online at WTAW.com. Arrest warrants were issued after both men were interviewed following that last week's theft. The cargo trailer, which was parked at the Rollins Entomology site, was recovered at Ehlinger and Mobile, but all the equipment was taken. The property was recovered at Monsabayas' apartment. A&M police are also looking for two men suspected of using a stolen credit card at two businesses in Bryan. Again, photos and more information are online at WTAW.com. United Way of the Brazos Valley has recently rebranded and relaunched its website, matching agencies looking for volunteers with those looking to serve.
If you are an agency and you want to sign up, you can go to the website. It's a quick, painless process. And if you want to volunteer, then you can go to the website and do the same thing. You sign up, you respond to the need. Again, takes about 5 minutes to create a profile and find the need that you're looking for.
Lindsay Guerin with the United Way says the website address is volunteerbrazosvalley.org. WTAW News time is 8:07. It's 59 degrees and still got about 1 2/3 inches of rain out at the airport. This look at news brought to you by WTAW and more news coming up at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At BB&T, sharing financial knowledge is our responsibility, our privilege, and our legacy. For more than 140 years, BB&T has been sharing the knowledge our clients need to move in a brighter financial direction. We also share a commitment to our community, supporting our schools, arts, and sports programs, helping businesses grow and families become homeowners. Because when you share knowledge, you share so much more. BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC, loan subject to credit approval, equal housing lender.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. It is 8:08 now, 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, and time to take a look at your forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms should grow more numerous as the day goes on. Temperatures across the region, a cool 60 to 65. We'll have scattered showers tonight, too. We fall back to 50 to 55. Tomorrow, clouds and some lingering showers. Temperatures will make their way up to about 70. It does finally turn partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be around 45. Partly sunny and cool for the day on Friday with a high of 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is 61 here at News Talk 1620, and because we ran a little late the last hour visiting with Congressman Bill Flores, we'll actually have Focus on the Family now, brought to you by Childs Dermatology, and then we'll visit with Jason Byanski, the mayor of City of Bryan, coming up next. here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Is your child shy and uncomfortable in social situations? There are ways you can help. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Maybe you can relate to Stacy and Ben. Their daughter Katie is what they describe as painfully shy. As a toddler, Katie would run behind her mother's legs when guests came to the house. Even now, as a young teenager, Katie struggles to look people in the eye. She does well in school, but her parents are still concerned. They wonder how to help Katie overcome her fear of social interaction. If you have a child who's shy like Katie, here's something to keep in mind. Parents shouldn't push their kids to be social butterflies. Shyness is typically a personality trait. That means it's wired into your child's DNA. It's not that they want to feel timid around people, they just do. So pressuring them to be more outgoing or making them feel bad because they aren't will only cause them to withdraw even further. You have to offer your child a lot of understanding and work with, not against, their natural tendencies. As long as your son or daughter is connected with your family and seems well-adjusted, there's no reason to worry. They just need some help learning how to manage unfamiliar social situations. Tomorrow, we'll talk more about how to do just that. In the meantime, to help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:12 now, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. And Mayor Jason Byansky from the City of Bryan is here with us this morning after I would imagine you had a busy night last night as well.
Long few weeks, Kevin. Thank you for having me today.
It's truly my pleasure. So several things in the city charter that were amended last night.
Well, they did pass last night, the three charter amendments, and the City of Bryan will in good faith implement all components of the charter amendments, which it legally can. Do understand that the ballot wording that was submitted by the circulators was poorly written and vague and ambiguous. So the city couldn't challenge the ballot wording upon the interpretations of the intent of the petition circulators, but they were required to utilize the ballot wording exactly as it was written. So some of the ballot wording did raise some constitutional issues, and some of those could be challenged in court.
But so in layman's terms, then, they may or may not hold up?
Just depends. That may be a court that would decide that in the future.
Okay. So just as an overview from last night with what you saw?
Well, as always, I wish we had a larger turnout. I think they said it was a decent turnout, but when you have 100,000 population in College Station and 80,000 population just in Bryan, and you have maybe 3,000-4,000 that vote. It matters. We have some very important races both nationally, on the state level and locally. The weather did hold out. I think it's important. It was funny talking to some of the folks that were voting yesterday. Several would come up and say, "Well, is there a long line right now?" And one lady was from up north, and she said it was very common in her community that they'd have to wait for an hour or two to vote. And they'd vote in a gymnasium, and the line would run around the perimeter of the gym and for several hours before they can vote. And so she was glad that there was no wait at the polls. And
That's kind of a good news, bad news thing.
I look at it two ways. I know the folks here that run the elections do a great job. We probably have more polling places and more polling workers, and so it makes it convenient. A lot of people early vote. We have a lot of locations there, and maybe in other towns they may have one or two polls, and
sure.
So you have to wait. But, it is our right to do so and privilege to do so, and do thank all those that did get out in the misty weathers yesterday to vote for whomever they voted for.
And since we were talking about the city proposition, so the state proposition, where they're going to pull some of the tax revenue off of oil and gas, and instead of going to the rainy day fund, that will go to now roads. What impact will that have on the city?
Well, that's good news for the state of Texas. I think it passed by a wide margin. Transportation is a critical issue in the state of Texas, and
there's been a bit of contention around here, especially.
It has. I mean, there was talks of the city's potentially taking over the road maintenance of some of the state highways, which we don't have the funds available to do that. That would cause tax increases and fee increases to do so. So we've got to figure out a way to fund our transportation and fund the maintenance. And upkeep and expansion of our streets and roads statewide. So this is going to be maybe it's a Band-Aid method at this point to help fix the problems, but it's definitely a step in the right direction, and I'm glad that the voters of Texas decided to move forward with that because we are a growing state. We've got a lot of people that want to live in the state of Texas that are coming from all other states, and we are a growing population, and if we can't figure out how to deal with our transportation needs now, it's going to be even a bigger mess in the future.
Well, and obviously you have to be pleased also with the bond that was passed for the Bryan School District for some construction that's going to happen and kind of realignment of some of the schools.
Well, I'm glad they're going to retrofit Stephen F. Austin. I still call it high school.
It was built in 1937. It's time.
It's a school we all attended, and it was my school, and so it'll be administrative buildings now and used for administration. That's fine. I'm glad they're going to maintain that building and keep it going because it has a lot of history in our community, and a lot of wonderful students have run through those doors, but. Anything that's good for the children and the students of BISD, I'm excited about, and I'm excited that it did pass by a large margin. And not everyone wants tax increases, but we've got our children are first, and as they say, children first in BISD, and so I congratulate all those that worked on that bond referendum, Dr. Wallace, Kathy Turner, and her group, and. A lot of good things are going to be coming. I think the intermediary grades, I think separating the fifth and sixth graders, I think that's going to be good for BISD. So it's a lot of good things that are going to come out of this bond referendum, and thank the voters for considering that for the future of the city of Bryan and BISD and our community.
Visiting with Mayor Jason Bojanski from the city of Bryan, before we cut you loose, you and I are both very similar in terms of being kind of wonky, like to follow the politics a little bit. So your overview last night in general for, state, local, and national, what do you think?
Well, I was mainly keeping up with local last
sure.
night. And so after a few hours of sleep, today I'll try to catch
that
up.
That seems to be the overwhelming consensus for everybody who was up late last night.
You have more Monster and Red Bulls over there than I do on this side.
Fair
so you're caffeined up, but... I'll definitely catch up, and see what y'all have to say about it and Fox News, see what they have to say about it. And we'll talk, know a little bit more about the national politics, but it looks like there is a shift going back towards conservatism and the Republican Party, and so people aren't happy with what's going on in Washington and with the Obama administration. So, you know, it'll get interesting. It'll always get interesting, particularly if you have with the majority in the House and the Senate, and then you have a Democrat at those Republicans and the Democrat in the White House. So we'll see what can get done, what compromises can be made, and for the good of the order for the citizens of the United States. In Texas, they've got I don't think there were any surprises there from the gubernatorial race.
No, I think
and,
everything was
General
pretty,
Abbott on down.
Pat.
It was, I think. What people are watching is to see if Wendy Davis could actually break 40%, and you know, so that obviously didn't happen. I've known General Abbott for a long time. He's a good man. He'll do a good job for us. Governor Perry has done a lot for Bryan College, Aggieland, and for our community here, so he'll definitely be missed. You know, but it's quite interesting. They've got a lot of challenges with from border control and water and transportation and education to deal with in Austin. So this next legislative session coming up here in a few months, I know Representative Rainey and Representative Cassell and Senator Schwartner will have their hands full with dealing with some of our growing problems in Texas. But, you know, hopefully with the budget that they have in hand, they'll be able to tackle some of those issues. And Texas is better off than most other states. I wouldn't trade Texas for any other state in the United States. So we've got good leadership from top to bottom, and it'll be exciting. You know, locally, I think we saw probably the first Republican elected in District 4, Precinct 4 on the west side of town, in Luis Garcia for Justice of the Peace. So, you know, definitely seeing a shift in the county. And
all politics is local.
And let's not forget about Booger County and Robertson County. I know for those that have been around a long time, one of the first Republican, if not the first Republican county judge elected, Mayor Ellison, as I know him. You know, that was to many probably a surprise defeat there of Judge Rowe. But you now have a Republican sheriff in Robertson County, and so there's some shifting going on in Robertson County. You know, that's been a you know, if you look in past elections when George W. Was elected president, probably Robertson County was one of the few counties in the state of Texas that voted Democrat. So a lot of things going on, and like I said, it's important that the people get out and vote. And we're excited about what we have here in Bryan-College Station. We've got a lot of good things going on, and excited about what will be transpiring at BISD. And, you know, so I congratulate all those that were elected yesterday, and I'll be praying for them and wish them well in making our community a better place.
Mayor, thank you very much. Appreciate you spending time with us this
morning.
Thank
you, Kevin.
It is 8:22 now on News Talk 1620. WTAW, you see, you're very popular all of a sudden.
Should we take a call?
No. This community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
More new jobs. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Hiring by private employers was a little stronger than expected last month. Payroll processor ADP estimates 230,000 jobs were added in the private sector in October. Most of the new jobs were with small and medium-sized businesses. More of your Christmas gifts may arrive via email announcements this year. Electronic gift cards have increased in popularity and now account for a bigger share of the market than traditional plastic cards, according to Bankrate.com. Electronic cards can be personalized and they can be acquired answered quickly when someone needs a gift in a hurry. The temptation to pick up your cell phone every time it rings or signals an incoming text message may be overwhelming, even if you're driving. A survey from AT&T and the Center for Internet and Technology Addiction found a lot of people show compulsive phone behavior. Three-quarters of the people surveyed admit to at least glancing at their phones while driving. Stock futures are looking very good this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply. Are you a small business owner who needs working capital? At OnDeck, we can help. We focus on your business operations and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not a credit card advance. OnDeck provides financing to hundreds of different types of businesses like restaurants, auto body shops, healthcare, and service providers. So if you've been frustrated by the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, see why so many small business owners are turning to OnDeck for the funding they need. Call now and speak with an OnDeck funding specialist. Our simple application process takes just minutes, and funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. We provided over $1 billion to businesses. So if you're a small business owner who needs financing for your business, visit us at ondeck.com or call us at 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819. 800-293-6819.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I've talked about stuff on the radio for a number of years now, and it never surprises me as to what people take away from what I've said. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I think I've been stopped and asked more about Brazos Valley MMA than anything else. Well, I'm happy to report that it does truly work to the tune of 10 pounds over the last month. I feel a ton better, and it's a lot easier to keep up with my 8-year-old. It's fun. No, really. I'm always doing something different. I'm not going to lie, it's hard work, but I love it. It's a combination of boxing and jiu-jitsu. There is some traditional stuff like weightlifting and cardio, but it's done in such a way that you don't so much know that it's, air quotes, work. It's a lot different than just personal training, and with even better results, at least for me. Matt is my personal trainer slash coach slash instructor, because I'm learning a lot of stuff. He mixes up the workouts, so I really look forward to going in, and I go in 3 days a week. I'm not only getting into shape, but I'm also learning a skill in how to protect myself and my kiddo. To find out more, go online to BVMMA, BVMMA.com, or they're real easy to find. They're in the mall down in the Sears wing.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota. Go to dealers.com.
Coach Billy Kennedy and the men's basketball team will be at Reed tonight. The game will start at 7, 6:30 broadcast time on this station. They have an exhibition game against Texas A&M Commerce. Got the coach's thoughts on this new team for this 2014-2015 campaign.
Well, we really like our new guys, and they're going to impact our program. Tony Troca, Jalen Jones, Peyton Allen, Alex Robinson are four guys that we'll see a lot of minutes, you know, and if we can play big, we can play small. We've got more versatility and more depth than we've had in the past.
A lot of weapons is what I'm sensing you're saying.
I think so. You know, we've got a lot of guys. We've got some young guys, but we're much more talented. We're deeper. We've got good senior leadership in Courtney and Jordan Green, and Alex Caruso's provided us a really good lift, and it's gotten a lot better since the spring.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy. The game's on the air tonight at 6:30 broadcast time, and it will tip at 7. We'll be at Reed, Texas A&M Commerce. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Have you had the Sleep Number bed experience yet? Well, you can do that at the Sleep Number store that's located on Texas Avenue, right across from Chick-fil-A in College Station. What is the Sleep Number bed experience? Well, you go in, you lay down, you let one of their professionals show you that right up there in the ceiling above the bed, it shows kind of an imprint, a thermal imprint of your body. You can see where the pressure points are,
And then you can watch as they adjust the numbers and those pressure points go away. It's just that easy. That's how a lot of people have their sleep problems solved with a Sleep Number bed. Now, my sleep number is 65. That's what works for me. And I can tell you that the night's sleep that I get on my Sleep Number is tremendous. So why not do the same thing? You know, they come in, they set it all up for you, they deliver it, set it up, and you're ready to go enjoy a good night's sleep every night on your Sleep Number bed. So stop in the Sleep Number store. My number is 65. See what yours is. The Sleep Number store right across from Chick-fil-A on Texas Avenue in College Station.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It's 829. We'll get to your headlines here in just a minute. Also visit with Kim Commando. First, your forecast with a 90% chance of rain on and off today. High of 63 tonight. We'll keep a 70% chance of showers in the forecast just for fun at 56 tomorrow. We'll keep a 30% chance of rain, but that then kind of trickles out through the rest of the day, and we'll see a daytime high of 70. It is 62 here at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
With Facebook, it's not a love-hate relationship. Yes, we love it, but we also fear it the most. I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. It's hard to believe, but Thanksgiving is almost here. As I think about the things I'm thankful for this year, exploring Paris, our family reunion, spending quality time with my son, new listeners and stations for my national show, I'm especially thankful those memories are protected. Carbonite protects my family photos and all of my digital files by automatically backing them up right to the cloud. You can try Carbonite yourself at Carbonite.com. You'll get 2 free bonus months when you use offer code KIM. Data is an important part of my life, both at home and here at the show. That's why I use Carbonite for both my personal files and my business data. I'm thankful Carbonite has my back. While I'm on the air, Carbonite's running the show behind the scenes. Carbonite consistently and automatically backs up my databases, customer lists, and important schedules right to the cloud. So this way, I don't have to think about it. Start backing up at Carbonite.com. You'll get 2 free bonus months when you use offer code KIM. Carbonite.com, offer code KIM. When it comes to Facebook, there's no question that Americans love it. Some are addicted to it. But you may be surprised to find that Facebook is also the technology company we fear the most. A new study commissioned by CNBC finds Facebook is now in the eye of the privacy storm, with the unfortunate distinction of being the company that concerns Americans the most in keeping their personal data safe. 45% of those surveyed fear Facebook. Google comes in second at 21%, and Apple is a far distant third, with only 6% worrying about them. Privacy concerns have always been a problem with Facebook. Facebook knows this, but they've never really addressed it. Constant changes to Facebook settings and creepy ads don't help the company's image either. Yet it's interesting that while people don't trust it, they still can't seem to live without it. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Commando.com. That's K-O-M-A.
Josh, what are you working on?
Shotgun shells and clay pigeons.
Did you forget we sell chocolates, not sporting goods?
No, these are chocolate shotgun shells and chocolate clay pigeons.
There's always something new at the Chocolate Gallery to suit your Texas style. Flavors like Chipotle smoked chocolate, habanero, and even Dr. Pepper. And yes, chocolate shotgun shells and clay pigeons that make great gifts and cake decorations too. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Brazos County election workers stayed busy all day Tuesday.
County Clerk Karen McQueen says turnout was almost 35% with nearly 32,000 votes cast. One person won with less than 50% of the vote. Luis Garcia Jr. won Justice of the Peace in Precinct 4 in a three-person race. He's one of two new JPs, the other being retired College Station school principal Rick Hill in Precinct 3. One other new face elected yesterday was Michael Schaefer to the College Station School Board. Returning to the Bryan City Council is Mike Sutherland, who is philosophically on the same page with Al Sines and Rafael Pena.
And the things that they're doing, I believe, is going to make a difference for Bryan in terms of bringing everybody up to a standard that will make us competitive across the state with College Station and anybody else.
Bryan City voters approved three changes to the town charter. Bryan School District voters approved a $132 million bond issue. School Board President Doug Wannenberger called the 60% approval significant.
I'm pleased that we did have an intelligent
electorate that, you know, even at, in a midterm election, we were able to identify the issues for them and that they agreed and voted for it.
Other incumbents winning contested races were David Stansny on the Bryan School Board, College Station City Council members Blanche Brick and Julie Schultz, State Representative John Rainey, State Senator Charles Schwartner, and Congressman Bill Flores. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Online at WTAW.com are photos and descriptions of four men sought by Texas A&M police. Two unidentified men are accused of using stolen credit card at businesses in Bryan. Two others are wanted for taking a cargo trailer containing construction equipment and supplies. Last week's theft was from the Rollins Entomology construction site on FMB Road. UPD reports the trailer was found with none of the property. Investigators received information that led them to the apartment of Felix Montsevias Jr. After detecting a strong odor of gasoline, that led to the recovery of the items that were in the trailer. Arrest warrants were obtained for Montsevias and Rolando Garza, but both men remain at large. It had been debated for years, and now in Denton, voters have voted to ban hydraulic fracturing in their city.
In a statement, Denton Mayor Chris Watts said the city council will defend the ordinance and any legal challenge that could arise. The issue had been facing residents for years, and opinions were strong on both sides. This man says he voted against the ban because he was thinking about his family.
It's going to affect us financially, obviously, and it sets a precedence to us or our kids in the future, see what direction Denton wants to go in.
However, this woman says for her and her family, this is personal.
I lived in Wise County where it all started, mm-hmm. and they fracked all around me. So I moved to Denton to get away from it. And, of course, I moved right back into it.
Everyone agrees the issue will not be going away anytime soon. Austin York, TSN News.
Monday began more administrative changes at Blinn College. At the Bryan campus, there's a new position, a chief of staff to President Dr. Sylvia McMullen. Dr. Jimmy Bird, who is a professor at the University of North Texas, will be assisting in administrative and operational activities and will be the point of contact when McMullen is away. And a Blinn vice president has retired. Dr. Cynthia Griffith spent a year and a half in Brenham, most recently in charge of instruction for technical and workforce education, and wrapped up nearly 30 years in Texas community colleges. No interim has been named. Blinn currently has an interim vice president for instruction of academic programs. And at the end of January, district president Dr. Harold Nolte steps down. Texas has new rules for monitoring Ebola health care workers returning from West Africa. Texas Infectious Disease Task Force Director Dr. Brett Girois of the Texas A&M Health Science Center calls them risk-based guidelines that recommend different monitoring strategies depending on the symptoms.
I think the situation in New York and New Jersey and around the country just highlight the importance of having a prospective, well-thought-out policy, and people may differ about this.
The guidelines call for mandatory government quarantine only for those showing symptoms of being at high risk. If you're looking to volunteer on a seasonal or regular basis, United Way of the Brazos Valley has relaunched a website with available opportunities. Lindsay Guerin with United Way says agencies can also post openings at the same website, volunteerbrazosvalley.org.
Volunteers can connect with them online. We've got tons and tons of opportunities posted right now, so now we need volunteers.
Agencies don't have to receive United Way funding to participate.
We've got student groups from A&M. We've got local nonprofits, anyone out in the seven counties. Anyone is welcome to join if they're a nonprofit agency or a charity organization.
In the last 2 months, 13 new agencies have been added to the website. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 59 degrees. We have 1.5 inches for the week, and a third of that has come from just this morning. More news coming up today at noon, or you can find it anytime on our website with all the election returns from state and local races at WTAW.com. Just click the Election Night Results link above the featured stories. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini master class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of classroom and online classes offered, the mini master doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini master course at Blinn College. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Here's City of College Station Council member John Nichols.
Do you know what that is? No, it is the sound of clean drinking water from a fountain.
Did you know that your local public health department tests private water to keep you safe? Go to BrazosHealth.org for all the latest information on how to get your private water tested, immunization clinics, food handler permits, and much more. Brazos County Health Department, celebrating 75 years, helping all of the residents of Brazos County stay healthy and safe.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Call the office and, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:39. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's taking some vacation time. Time to look at your forecast, brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, their fall special through November 28th. Lennox is offering $1,300 rebates on complete home comfort systems. That's a high-efficiency heat pump and or air conditioner with gas furnace or air handler. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms should grow more numerous as the day goes on. Temperatures across the region, a cool 60 to 65. We'll have scattered showers tonight, too. We fall back to 50 to 55. Tomorrow, clouds and some lingering showers. Temperatures will make their way up to about 70. It does finally turn partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be around 45. Partly sunny and cool for the day on Friday with a high of 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Currently still seeing some fallen rain and 60 degrees. We're looking at 93% relative humidity with the winds out of the north at 12 miles per hour. Coming up, we're going to visit with the gang from Moody Gardens here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Island Carpet One Floor and Home is having the biggest sale ever.
Enjoy savings up to 50% off beautiful new carpet and take advantage of special store-wide 12-month special financing. Plus, you can save up to 30% on select hardwood, laminate, and tile floors too.
Hurry! This big sale ends November 23rd.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW in the studio of the gang from Moody Gardens. And now you come in with something new all the time. It was pirates over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing for the holidays?
Well, it's a little chilly down in Moody Gardens, somewhere in a nice
right down there by the,
and toboggan.
By the coast. It's always just quite chilly.
Oh, well. And I'm serious now. We have built this giant tent in our parking lot, and we have dropped the temperature to 9 degrees.
Really?
In Flying Penguin Ice over here in Bryan, made 900 tons of ice for us. And we have 31 ice carvers from Harbin, China, and we are creating Iceland ice sculptures with SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've seen them build these before. Is there like a slide or like amusements and stuff?
Yeah, there's going to be a 30-foot tall, 100-foot long slide. There's a 20-foot tall Christmas tree. You're going to see all of SpongeBob SquarePants and his friends all done entirely in ice. I mean, it is an awesome sight to see.
For most folks that have grown up in Texas, especially, you know, we've had snow a little bit.
Right.
And it happens occasionally. But you can really kind of immerse yourself, I would imagine, and just get lost in the cold.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny because it's we had it at 9 degrees when it first opened. I go in there, man, it's cold. Well, the ice works better for them if it's about 19. So we've upped it to a balmy 19 degrees right now. There's a difference. Boy, I came in the next day when they had upped the temperature. I was like, man, this is swimsuit weather in here at 19 degrees.
It's amazing what you can get used to.
Oh, yeah. But it will be good when people go through. We'll let them borrow one of these nice parkas. So that way they're not going to freeze their square pants off. So it'll be nice. We're looking forward to it.
What else do you guys have? Because you usually do things around it other than just the main one attraction.
Right. So we're also going to have Festival of Lights. That opens up along with Iceland on November 15th. And that's a mile-long trail with more than a million lights. And we've added some new displays this year and some Chinese lanterns, which I think are going to be really cool. And then we have Holiday Films in our 3D and 4D theater. Our 3D theater is about to unveil the world's first 6P laser projection system.
Wow.
Now,
Can you tell me what it is?
No, I have no idea. It sounds cool,
I know, it
though.
Sounds cool, right? Well, what it is the laser projection is going to project it 3.5 times brighter than your normal cinema screen, and it's going to be the high definition of high definition in 3D technology. So we're excited about that. And then in the Discovery Pyramid, we're going to have an Ice Age exhibit with animatronic dinosaurs from the Ice Age and some bones and everything. So that's gonna be really cool. And if you're a Game of Thrones fan, the exhibit added a dire wolf and a stag on there.
That's
I thought
cool.
That was funny.
One thing to point out too is because of the grass that you guys use, that golf course is green all year long.
That's right. It is
the
gorgeous.
Golf guy remembers
yep,
that.
Yep, that's right. The Paspalum. You know, we were the first golf course in the continental US that was seeded Paspalum, which I know a lot of people don't realize. And that's become a very popular surface because, it stays green all year long because it's affluent water is what it uses. So when the hurricane came and the island was in rough shape, our golf course was green as could be.
Looked like a million
all
bucks.
All that salt water.
To look for more, I know that you, online website.
Yeah, moodygardens.org. You can look at a webcam to see the ice carvers in action. You can buy your tickets at a discounted rate. You can get all the info, the film schedule, everything you need.
Thank you, sir, very much. Appreciate
all right,
coming
thanks.
In.
Appreciate it.
Around the corner can be a physical place or a state of mind. BB&T is there, firmly rooted in our community. For more than 140 years, we've been sharing financial knowledge with our clients, our neighbors, our friends, and that's how you can bank today. More informed and more confident in your decisions so you can move in a brighter financial direction. BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is a quarter away from 9, 8:45 with Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia along with Zach Taylor and Patrick Zinert, who finally get to talk because we've been extraordinarily busy this morning.
We've had a lot of very important people saying very important things.
This is true. True words have never been spoken.
I am in geek heaven. I am admittedly politically wonky. And when the congressman shows up and is here in the studio the day after Election Day, I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. And then the mayor shows up the day after Election Day, and I'm going, okay, this is really cool. I am wonk geek happy.
Yep.
This is cool. I just stumbled on this as I was digging around actually for more national stuff and was going to kind of dip into politics a little bit again, but on the lighter side. But I found this first, and it was one of the headlines on top of a website. After an evening of a training run, Arizona National Guard Black Hawk helicopter arrived over the head of one of their Halloween parties. The guys had buddies that were having a Halloween party, and they fast roped down to deliver trick-or-treats to them.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, the crew's grounded. They're in so much trouble with all of it.
Yeah, I bet.
But I just said, how cool would that be? What'd you guys do at your Halloween party? Oh, you know, Black Hawk with five guys fast roping down, dropping off candy to us. Yeah, just, you know, that. No problem. And I got this one especially for Clip Howard, because I know Clip listens. Clip is the host of the afternoon show on Sports Radio 1150. Four rare deer with fangs, under the headline of When Animals Attack. These animals were spotted in Afghanistan. The Wildlife Conservancy Society confirmed a male, two females, and a juvenile were observed on three separate occasions. Wildlife officials said the species were not seen or recorded for more than 60 years. Kashmir musk deer are commonly called deer with fangs, as the males grow long tusk-like teeth. Never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have antlers.
No, I've seen these before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just remember the sort of saber-toothed deer look.
They almost look like capybaras in a way. Like they don't really look much like deer. They do, but not like your typical one.
I can just see scoping one of these down if you're a deer hunter. Obviously, they're in danger. Don't call. I get it. But if you see one of those, and, you know, you're lining them up to take your shot and thinking, venison, and then you see fangs.
Man, that thing looked good up on my mantelpiece.
Now, my first thought is don't miss.
Yeah.
You turn around, come back at you, and you are in a world of hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that the Twitter fairy thing?
Twitter fairy?
Hang on just a second. We'll get to that in just a second. Hi, WTAW.
You need to get them before they get you.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
He's coming right for us.
Nom, 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 nom.
Chip is just full of just great wisdom. If you've ever talked to him, he's a very wise man.
Very simple.
Get the deer before they get you?
Get them before they get you, especially deer with fangs.
I'll leave you the story so you can do it with your animal's attack story.
Please do that tomorrow. Thank you.
That's true in hunting and politics.
Very true. Very, very true. A mystery Twitter account is creating magic acts of kindness across the United Kingdom.
Aww.
And we'll get to the Dallas Cowboys of the United Kingdom coming up next because it's just funny. The account called @2Fairies has reportedly been delighting random people with gift baskets and flowers. Over the weekend, people started reporting gifts had been mysteriously delivered in response to wishes made on Twitter, often within a matter of hours. One Twitter user received a box of tea, because it's England, sweets and chocolates, while the other said she would do with some pampering and was delivered a bag of cosmetics. The identity of the Twitter fairies remains a mystery, but there is speculation it's part of a major retailer's Christmas promotional campaign.
How do you spell that? The Twitter handle?
It is @TWO.
The two fairies.
The two fairies.
That's what I missed. Got it. I was just going to see what they were doing.
I just thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah, it looks like marketing, but fun nonetheless.
Absolutely. And now, I'm sure Zach will go into more detail because I just skimmed over it this morning. The Dallas Cowboys are in jolly old England to play, I believe, at Wembley this weekend. And as they are going across the pond, the Dallas Cowboys decided to create a Twitter handle. You want to tell them what it is, Zach?
Cowboys UK. Hashtag Cowboys UK.
And Zach, do you want to tell them what that spells out?
It can be confused for Cowboys suck.
Probably is.
It's uppercase Cowboys, and then UK is all in caps. So, but yeah, it reads Cowboysuck. So it could be Cowboys suck.
I only bring that up because I know Scott would have led the show with it as his, you know, undying love for my Dallas Cowboys. And I think yours as well.
I've always doubted the necessity of paying someone to be a social media expert. But this is a situation where had you paid more for your intern, you might not have ended up with hashtag Cowboys suck.
Well, you know, the best example of that was whenever Florida State did the Ask Jameis Twitter thing.
Yeah.
Did you see that,
yes,
Patrick?
And they, oh my gosh.
I mean, they had to take that down real
New York
fast.
Police had that problem too. Tell us your experience with the New York Police. That didn't go well.
Okay.
And then the Jets did something like hashtag Jets fan for life or something like that. Or tell us why you're a Jets fan or why you'll always stay a Jets fan. And one guy was like, I like punishing myself or something like that. You know?
That's true for Cowboys too. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. In that vein, there was a thing all over social media yesterday with the kid from Target.
Alex.
What is that?
It's like...
Because I've heard it's Target marketing.
It's an internet meme, and... Memes are just kind of strange. Like, have you ever seen the Ryan Gosling one? It's like, hey girl, da 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 da. I mean, it's kind of
like... Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Right. Well, I think it's kind of like that, but with a good-looking kid from Target? I don't know.
It's advertising. I know that because Target fessed up. But initially, everybody thought it was just this kid that worked at Target. At least that's what I heard.
Right, but they're saying that it might be fake now. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't think they're saying. I think Target came out and said, yes, this was a marketing ploy to get everybody going to Target for the holiday.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's
why I was asking, because I'd seen it, but I just didn't really pay that much attention.
So he doesn't even work at Target?
That would be my guess.
The marketing firm's called Breaker without an E. Well, no, there's... God, names are so tough. Breaker, if you're looking it up later.
Okay. It is 8:52. We'll take a break. Come back in just a second. Oh, hang on just a second. Somebody loves us or not. Hi.
I like to go to Target for Flag Day. It's my holiday.
Okay. Thank you for the call.
There we go.
Today's high, we're looking at 63. We're going to keep these rain showers, though, all day long on and off, and then we'll keep them all the way through tonight, too, with a 70% chance of more rain and a overnight low of 56. It is 60 here at WTAW.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwa Tanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, 7 minutes away from 9 o'clock. In the wacky but true category, teacher in Oklahoma, where the wind, anyway, was suspended with pay, mind you, suspended with pay, after she was accused of piling kids into the car to run an errand. Parents claim the teacher left the middle school with 11 kids and drove to Walmart for snacks. How do you fit 11 kids in a car? Well, you put two of them in the trunk. Duh.
Obviously.
Others sat on the floorboards without seatbelts. Needless to say, she is in a little bit of trouble. Got a joke?
Go for it.
And I bet it's better than Scott. Are you ready?
That's not saying much, but okay.
No, it's really not. The bar's pretty low on that one.
Yeah.
An airliner flew into a violent thunderstorm and was soon swaying and bumping around the sky with turbulence. One very nervous lady who happened to be sitting next to a clergyman turned and said, "Can you do something about this?" And then she demanded, "Do something about this," as she got more frightened. The clergyman responded, "I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm in sales, not management."
Oh.
Ooh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
hey, Kevin. Kevin, real quick, yeah. I looked up this Alex kid from Target here that we've been talking about. He's wearing A&M garb.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's wearing Texas A&M stuff, so I don't know if he's from...
Oh, I wonder if they're regional.
Well, and the story I read in USA Today said Target had nothing to do with it. They were surprised by the marketing team. The marketing team was just testing to see how loyal fan bases were, and apparently quite so. According to a little girl shopping at Target, really enjoyed this... youthful young Alex.
I wonder if he works at the Target here. I got to go to Target today to see if he's there.
I don't know, but I would venture
take a selfie with him.
If you went to Candy, they probably would know.
Yeah,
because Katie posted a picture one of the morning hosts.
Oh, she's on top of it.
So I'm sure they would know one way or the other. Top TV shows from from last week. Sunday's NFL pre-kick on NBC was number 9. Walking Dead, which is over, isn't it? Oh, no, that's their new series. That's right. That's number 8. NCIS is 7. The Big Bang Theory is 6. NCIS, again, is 5. 60 Minutes, 4. Baltimore and Pittsburgh in that football game was 3. Cowboys and Washington was 2. And the last game of the World Series with a whopping 23.52 million people watching Game 7.
Baseball's back, baby.
For that one game.
Yeah,
before that, they were the lowest rated World Series in the history
of
World Series. Yeah, they were doing terrible for a while.
Wow.
Absolutely terrible.
Royals
take a break,
didn't win, so.
And we will do Today in Histoire here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
It's that time of year again. The 88th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade is now accepting entries. This year, the parade is on Sunday, December 7th. Your community group, school, or business can be a part of the fun as we celebrate the season with a theme of 12 Days of Christmas. To enter your group, go to bcsparade.com. You'll find the entry form, ideas for float decorating, and ways to get started. You can even view photos of last year's winners. It's all online at bcsparade.com. Entry deadline is Friday, November 21st.
Prices for base buildings only may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is still planning to build this year, now is the time to call General Steel and save. That's right. It's not too late to start building, and General Steel can save you as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. What does this mean? Well, how about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 800-98-STEEL today.
2,000 participated news, out
news
of
News Talk
1620
WTAW with Kevin O'Connor, along with Patrick, who was doing news for somebody else just then, and Zach Taylor. Actually, Scott will be back with us on Monday. So before we jump into today in history, the most disliked celebrities, and I couldn't agree more with number one. Jessica Chastain is number five. Penelope Cruz is four. Joaquin Phoenix is three, which kind of surprised me. Zac Efron is two. And the most disliked, the lowest likability at 39% of any celebrity, Sean Penn.
Really?
I've never been a fan of Sean Penn.
I can think of so many other people. I mean, they must think like celebrities, like big time movie star, because I know some like Screech from.
No, that's true.
I mean, there's a lot of sleazeballs in Hollywood.
You're absolutely right. And let's find out what happened today in history on this date in 1895. The first patent was issued for an automobile.
Oh.
On this date in 1996, Bill Clinton ascended to the White House for his second term and was in a whole lot of trouble. Studies showed genetic evidence that Thomas Jefferson was the father of a baby that was from a woman that was a slave. That was found out in 1998, and I remember that caused a giant rhubarb.
Well, didn't Oprah say that she's related to him somehow? I'm pretty sure she said that.
It's entirely possible. And saving the best for last, in 2006, a toilet which flushed to the sound of Italy's national anthem was impounded by police in northern Italy, sparking a great patriotic debate.
Oh, well.
And with that, we leave you, and we'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning. Thanks for spending time with us. Today's high, you're looking at 63 with a 90% chance of showers on and off all day. We'll see you back on the radio bright and early tomorrow morning starting at 6. And don't forget Aggie basketball tonight as they crank things up against A&M Commerce. News Talk 1620, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.